And let's go to our New York studios up in Harlem and go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Lavelle, and happy Friday. Listen, if you love beer, and who doesn't, and a great entrepreneur story, you're going to love my guest this morning, Tom. She perfected a beer recipe in her Harlem apartment, launched her own brewing company, and now after landing product placement at Whole Foods and Fairway Groceries and being awarded the hardest working brewer by Tom Joyner himself some years back, this year, the retailer Walmart came calling. I'm going inside her story with Celeste Beatty, founder of the Harlem Brewing Company. Good morning, Celeste. Oh, wow.
Good morning.
I like
so
a success
excited
story.
To have you here. I know this is a great one. So wait, let's just start with Walmart. Congratulations on that. Is it true that they heard about you from a television interview? How did this come about?
Yeah, I think they checked out an interview we were so excited to do with Tamron Hall on MSNBC. And they heard about that. And then also a young lady by the name of Selena Cuffey also had an inside connection to them. So the two sort of came together, and we were just so excited when we got the call.
So now you're in Walmart, and is it in all Walmarts across the country or just certain stores?
Well, the initial launch is here in New York, and okay. As we pick up more distributors, we will eventually have the beer in all the stores pretty much throughout the country, but it's more a function of distribution. So we're excited to be launching in about 40 stores here in New York. As we go into other markets, we look forward to picking up more stores.
That's now, did huge. I also have it at buy some at Whole Foods?
Yes, we are in Whole Foods. Mm. We are launching Fresh Direct on March the 25th as well.
Nice.
And that's where can I find it in Harlem?
You can find it at our number one restaurant account, the first account we ever got, Sylvia's Restaurant.
All right.
Nice. Mamie's, Red Rooster. A whole bunch of amazing places there. It's just, we're out in the street every day picking up one bar, one bottle at a time.
And you have a couple of festivals coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have the Hip Hop Film Festival coming up in August. There's the Harlem Eat Up coming up in a couple of weeks, celebrating all of the local restaurants and chefs right here in Harlem. So we're really excited to be a part of those events. I mean, we have a lot of stuff I could go on. We probably run out of time, but we have a car race
right?
event in North
don't
Carolina.
Don't run out of time, Jackie, because I like to hear success stories, how you got started, how you came up with this, the struggles. How long you been in the business?
I have been home brewing for 17 years. We started the company in 2000.
So you began in your apartment. I mean, how does one go about deciding to start brewing beer, Celeste?
Cooking. I love to cook. I grew up in the South. A lot of culinary and people in our families from the South all over. And I learned that making recipes with beer and wine, it just added a nice little flavor layer to it, which I really loved. And found out that making beer was like making my grandma's homemade soup. You know, you start with the same pot she uses, you put in the barley, you put in the water, you add your spices. The only difference was, unlike the soup that we've enjoyed growing up and that we make, you have to let it ferment for a couple of weeks. But when I learned that I could use that same pot, that 5 and 10 gallon family soup pot, like, wow, is that it? And I fell in love with it. I love gardening, I love growing stuff, and I love making a good homemade soup, whether it's fresh ingredients or leftovers. So I just love that whole...
I love beer, and I so you, just drinking my dad's. what was your first encounter with beer in your family? Was it a thing that you all did then, growing up?
Yeah, well, I think probably everyone has a story about, you know, mom or dad or a family member letting you taste because you're always curious about tasting stuff. And growing up, we got to taste a little bit of everything. My mother's uncle made communion wine in North Carolina.
There
was always someone making. We have a strong heritage and history in making beer, wine, and spirits. So it was always around us. But I also like the taste of it in my foods. But I love a good cold beer with a nice, you know, dish at Sylvia's or different restaurants that we work with. So it's a great compliment to so many different dishes as well.
What was the key to your success? I mean, you started in your apartment with recipes. How did you take it out of your apartment and actually launch a company?
I was having a few beers one night at a bar and some friends tasted some of our home brews and they said, you know, this isn't bad. You should start a company. I said, oh, that's a pretty big leap.
How many beers before they suggested that?
After a couple bad batches, we got a little better. And what really happened here, it's sort of a combination of my falling in love with the industry and everything that was unfolding in Harlem with so many entrepreneurs opening up business. I kind of got sucked up into that energy, and some friends encouraged me to start a company. It was a lot of no's. It was getting to a lot of people that inspired me to just keep going, such as Tom Joyner and that letter you gave me, Tom, when I was thinking about quitting this. I got that award from you, and just aww, people along the way that kept encouraging me to do something that seemed crazy, but each yes just kept us going and kept us brewing.
What kind of investment?
Didn't give up.
Yeah, how much money did you put in at first?
I put in I don't even know. I liquidated every little asset I had, everything I owned, yard sales, friends, family.
You went all in, huh?
I am all in. I am all in.
You what was your day job?
My day job, before getting into this, I work with a not-for-profit art program. I did some fundraising for them. I ran a homeless shelter and Ben & Jerry's partner shop for a number of years before I got into this. So it was a lot of community service, a lot of give back, and that's a big part of our messaging for the company. We how to brew it for it. How do we give back as we grow? So that's a big part of what we do with the company.
When did you know you made it? When did you know that this was a successful company?
Definitely not in dollars. I think I felt we were making it when Sylvia's restaurant gave us our first order, because up until that time it was no, 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 you're crazy, what are you doing with this beer? But when they said, we'll take it, they gave us an opportunity to get in and build a lot of awareness for our brand. The family embraced us, and we make so many connections from around the world and the country in that one account. One account can change. That one account or one yes can change everything, and that was what got us, you know, that was the trajectory for us to just move forward and get other accounts when people saw that they had it.
And last year, how many units did you move?
Oh, my gosh. We only talk in terms of ounces, so I'd say we did probably 3 or 4 million ounces of beer.
Wow, that's a lot of beer. How many? What's your signature brew, and how many brews do you have?
Our signature brew is our Harlem Sugar Hill Ale, which is named for the area that my family moved to many years ago, up in the Sugar Hill area in the 140s.
I love
the Gellington, all that, the whole spirit of the Harlem Renaissance. That was our first. And then after that, we follow with our Harlem Renaissance Wit, a wheat beer brew with spices. The Sugar Hill Golden Ale is a nice, mellow, barley-based beer. And then recently we launched a cider,
strawberry cider. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. No, I'm
the
serious.
Strawberry, that it sounds is, like that's for
it's
me.
It's delicious. It really is.
Well, you've got
is.
Your spokesperson.
Easy, Sybil. Don't get in rehab now.
Well,
easy, Sybil.
You have Cinco de Mayo.
You're going to be in the Betty Ford.
Send me your address, and we'll get some brews to you guys. Just text it to me, and I'll get some down to wherever you are right away.
It's really good.
So people who want to support, how do we do this? Can we? I know you have a website, the HarlemBrewing.com?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, and how else can we support besides going into our local stores and buying?
Just, you know, tell a friend, you know, a reunion, a cruise, any event that you're doing that can. Oh, right. That's right. You're on a cruise recently, right? Yeah.
How's your eye from the feds, though, during that moonshine?
Yes, it does.
You can have a good brew. So whenever you're doing anything, just think about Harlem Brewing Company. Call us up. We'll be there. Backyard party. I don't care what it is.
Okay, I'm throwing a party. I live in Harlem. Drop me off a few cases.
Yeah. Offline, send me your information. I'll do that this weekend.
Okay.
Let's get that done.
Nice.
Celeste, thank you so much, and congratulations on everything.
Cheers to you.
Tom Joyner.
Yes.
And crew.
I
love hardest working brewer.
I'm telling you, hardest working brewer.
Let's do it.
Harlem Brewing Company.